Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
From radioinfo.com.au. It's Wednesday, the 15th of July, and from Radio Info's On This Day feature, actors Forest Whitaker and Diane Kruger were born on this day. Hi there, I'm Brad Smart, and welcome to the morning briefing. Here's what people are talking about in radio this morning. When you get to the heady heights of national TV and radio, even the smallest slight between stars can make national headlines. Two bastions of the right, Andrew Bolt and Ray Hadley, have been spatting over ideology during the past couple of months. This time, Bolt has accused Hadley of being a left-wing commentator. Perhaps it's not all that surprising an insult, as Hadley's station 2GB is clearly being pulled back by management from its conservative base to the political centre with its recent appointments. Nonetheless, Hadley has told Radio Info editor Peter Saxon that he takes any criticisms from Bolt with a grain of salt. He says Bolt was just taking a cheap shot. Peter Saxon's article on the ongoing Barney makes interesting reading, and you'll find it on the Radio Info website. Triton Digital's Australian podcast ranker shows monthly downloads have grown to more than 40 million. Stuff You Should Know still ranks number one, but there are seven new appearances on the ranker. These include Nova's National News Briefing, the Total Football Show from Audio Boom, and iHeartMedia's What the Flux. Some interesting moves afoot inside SCA's regional network. From next week, hit stations in Dubbo and Gippsland will rebrand and be brought under the Triple M banner. Triple M is Australia's second largest radio network, with 46 stations across metro and regional markets. And still on news from Triple M, the Melbourne station that began life as Eon FM has turned 40. The original station was owned by Bill Armstrong, Lem Wheatley and Bill Conn. It beat its rival, Fox FM, to air by just 2 weeks. In 1986, Eon was sold to Triple M Sydney for $37.5 million and has kept the new branding ever since. Upset for the Gold Coast Brekkie team on Hit 90.9. Lise Carlaw and Sarah Wills are leaving the team. Lise and Sarah will still do their national early breakfast show, Those Two Girls, between 5 and 6 a.m. The girls say the commitment to do the Brekkie show as well was just too much. Please tell your friends about our daily flash briefing and give us a rating on your podcast platform. 5 stars would be just great. You can also click that like or share button. For all the details of today's stories, check out the website at radioinfo.com.au.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.